综合模拟演练三，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Excuse me, visiting hours are over. It's time for you to leave.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the time or I would have left earlier.
Text 2. How about buying me a new portable computer, Dad?
You mean a new laptop? That's too expensive, and also it's easy to lose.
I think I can take good care of it.
Text 3.Terrible rush hours. It took me almost an hour to go to work on Monday morning.
Yeah, if possible, I would develop a new transportation device that could instantly and inexpensively transport a person from one location to another.
Text 4. Hi, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing important. Why?
I thought I'd drop over for a cup of tea. We haven't seen each other lately. Text 5.What do you think you'll be doing in 5 years' time, Joan?
I definitely won't be working as a car park attendant. I want to become an opera singer. I hope I'll be living in Milan. What about you, Frank?
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Hello, Sam. Did you watch the football match last night? It was so exciting.
Really? It's a pity. I didn't watch, but I've just heard it was between the French team and the Brazilian team.I'm sure it was interesting. By the way, is there a football game tonight?
Yes, it's between the Chinese team and the Korean team.
I think I'd better repair my radio tonight. Something is wrong with it.
Why? Aren't you interested in football?
Yes, but the Chinese team always plays so badly. They are sure to disappoint me.
Hello, Sam. Did you watch the football match last night? It was so exciting.
Really? It's a pity. I didn't watch, but I've just heard it was between the French team and the Brazilian team. I'm sure it was interesting. By the way, is there a football game tonight?
Yes, it's between the Chinese team and the Korean team.
I think I'd better repair my radio tonight.Something is wrong with it.
Why? Aren't you interested in football?
Yes, but the Chinese team always plays so badly. They are sure to disappoint me. I'm going to Brighton at the weekend. Would you like to come?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Oh, good. I'm going to catch the 10 o'clock train. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Don't be late. It's the only fast train.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Let's meet at the ticket office at 9:30 or earlier at your flat.
No. I'll see you at the ticket office.
I'm going to Brighton at the weekend. Would you like to come?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Oh, good. I'm going to catch the 10 o'clock train. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Don't be late. It's the only fast train.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Let's meet at the ticket office at 9:30 or earlier at your flat.
No. I'll see you at the ticket office. In our studio this morning, we have David Horkings. He believes next 10 years will be a time for rapid progress. Mr. Horkings, is that right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, I think we'll see some pretty amazing changes in the next 10 years in just about every area of life.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, healthcare will improve. In fact, scientists may finally find a cure for cancer and AIDS in the next 10 years. One thing is certain, everyone will be living much longer.
It's good news, but does it mean we'll have to work longer?
Oh no, we'll have much more free time. By the year 2027, we'll be working just 30 hours a week on average, and we'll have 15 days holiday. Air travel will be cheaper and faraway destinations will be more popular.
In our studio this morning, we have David Horkings. He believes next 10 years will be a time for rapid progress. Mr. Horkings, is that right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, I think we'll see some pretty amazing changes in the next 10 years in just about every area of life.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, healthcare will improve. In fact, scientists may finally find a cure for cancer and AIDS in the next 10 years. One thing is certain, everyone will be living much longer.
It's good news, but does it mean we'll have to work longer?
Oh no, we'll have much more free time. By the year 2027, we'll be working just 30 hours a week on average, and we'll have 15 days holiday. Air travel will be cheaper and faraway destinations will be more popular.
Where are you going, Catherine? Today is Saturday.
Saturday isn't a holiday for me anymore. I have to tutor some children for 3 hours every Saturday afternoon.
That's great. I wish I could find a part-time job to make a little pocket money. How did you find this job?
I saw a tutor wanted notice on a bulletin board. I phoned the number and I got the job. It's not too hard to find a part-time job these days. But Mike, studying should always come first. Do you think that you have enough time to do a part-time job?
It's hard to say. If I can get a job, I will try very hard to make good use of my time.
Your oral English is perfect. Why don't you find a job as an English tutor?
But I don't have any teaching experience. Speaking and teaching are two different things.
I don't have any experience either. We're just students, but we are young and full of energy.
Okay, where should I start?
You can post some notices on the bulletin board.
Where are you going, Catherine? Today is Saturday.
Saturday isn't a holiday for me anymore. I have to tutor some children for 3 hours every Saturday afternoon.
That's great. I wish I could find a part-time job to make a little pocket money. How did you find this job?
I saw a tutor wanted notice on a bulletin board. I phoned the number and I got the job. It's not too hard to find a part-time job these days. But Mike, studying should always come first. Do you think that you have enough time to do a part-time job?
It's hard to say. If I can get a job, I will try very hard to make good use of my time.
Your oral English is perfect. Why don't you find a job as an English tutor?
But I don't have any teaching experience. Speaking and teaching are two different things.
I don't have any experience either. We're just students, but we are young and full of energy.
Okay, where should I start?
You can post some notices on the bulletin board.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Dear Maggie,This is my first time to write to you. I know you are an experienced editor, so I want to say something to you. I am going to graduate from university in the near future. In fact, I'm puzzled and afraid to enter society. Life was simple on the campus in the past few years. Therefore, when I think about stepping into the wider society,I have no idea about how to deal with the complex relations between people or how to face different aspects of life. And how to find a good job also worries me, for I am not from a famous university. I am just like the dwarf in the popular book, Who Moved My Cheese? I don't want to change myself to adapt to the changing conditions.Dear Maggie, please tell me what I should do to face these difficulties in the future. Best regards, Roy.
Dear Maggie, this is my first time to write to you. I know you are an experienced editor, so I want to say something to you. I am going to graduate from university in the near future. In fact, I am puzzled and afraid to enter society. Life was simple on the campus in the past few years.Therefore, when I think about stepping into the wider society, I have no idea about how to deal with the complex relations between people or how to face different aspects of life. And how to find a good job also worries me, for I am not from a famous university. I am just like the dwarf in the popular book, Who Moved My Cheese? I don't want to change myself to adapt to the changing conditions. Dear Maggie, please tell me what I should do to face these difficulties in the future. Best regards, Roy.